Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The words of the Apostle Peter recorded in Acts chapter 2, verses 36 to 39. Therefore let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. What do you do when you realize you've made a huge mistake? How do you fix it? God's people had made a huge mistake. For centuries, God had given them specific gifts to make them ready to be the home of the Savior of the world. When everything was ready, God sent His Son, Jesus. God's people responded by rejecting Jesus. They even drove Him to the cross and killed Him, though He was innocent of all crimes. They were so out of sync with God, they thought they were doing Him a favor with this murder. Almost 2 months after their crime, they gathered together in their capital city of Jerusalem for a festival to God. At this feast, they learned how badly they had sinned. One of Jesus' faithful followers proved to them that Jesus, the man they had crucified, was the Savior whom God had promised. Jesus was their Messiah, and they killed Him. But God raised Him from the dead. What they had done hit them like a ton of bricks. After all those blessings, after all those promises, they had thrown away God's one and only Son. How could they fix this huge sin? They couldn't, but God could and did. Jesus' death on the cross paid for all sins, including theirs. The word of God that Peter proclaimed to them on that day made them sorry for what they had done wrong. Therefore, Peter told them to repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of their sins. He told them to trust God's promise of forgiveness because Jesus died for them. God's promise of forgiveness was for all people, including their children and even strangers who lived in faraway lands. Have you made a huge mistake with God's Son? Dishonored His name by throwing it around carelessly? Ignored Him for days at a time as if He was totally unimportant? Worshipped Him a few times a year as if He hasn't done much for you? You can't fix huge mistakes you've made before God. But God did. He fixed all your sins, huge and small, with the sacrifice of His Son. Jesus died, and God forgave all your sins. His complete forgiveness is for you, for your children, for all people wherever they live. We don't fix our mistakes with God. God fixed them when He made Jesus, whom we sinners crucified, both Lord and Christ. Lord, forgive my sins. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus dying for me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.